You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Jonathan Babbitt, music director of the Swanhurst Chorus. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Why, thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
Jonathan, better known as Jono to a lot of people. He has been directing the Swanhurst Chorus for a number of years. How many is it now?
I think right in the vicinity of 20. I frankly can't remember.
Some 20-something. You're a 20-something. Okay. Well, the Swanhurst Chorus is certainly a tradition in the area. They have their performances in Newport and in a beautiful facility there, which we will talk about a little bit later. Just a little background on the chorus. Jonathan, about how many people in the Swanhurst Chorus?
We are currently enrolled at 43, and that's about the right size for St. John's Church. It's a good size both physically for sitting in the choir part of the sanctuary, and it's a good sound, a good number acoustically too for filling the space.
So that's a nice number to manage, 43 singers, and you have a couple big events coming up this year. I know that we're going to talk about a little bit later the Messiah sing, but before that, you have a concert coming up next week, and tell us a little bit about what's going to happen then.
December 3rd is the first of our programs for this season. And it's a light program, a fun program for both the singer and the listener. A collection of English and American carols and arrangements of carols by folk like John Rutter and David Wilcox, and the sounds and songs that people think of first when they think of Christmas music.
So here we are, Thanksgiving weekend, and time to kick off. All the people have been doing their shopping on last Friday, and they started, and I'm sure some who started before that. But we're definitely in the holiday spirit this time of year, so we're glad to have you on and bringing us this music that's going to fill their ears with memories. What's the first piece you have for us?
We're going to hear three works that are very much in the style of our program on December 3rd. The first is Sing We Now of Christmas, which is actually based on a French folk melody. That'll be followed by the English arrangement There Is No Rose of Such Vertu, which of course makes reference to the Virgin Mary. And we'll finish with another rose, Lo, How a Rose, in an arrangement that we discovered 3 or 4 years ago by Rosemary Corrigan.
All right, well, Rose by Rosemary, and we will get back to those other two in a moment, but we'll listen to the first one first, and then come back with more of the Swanhurst Chorus.
Sing me now the Christmas, sing me all the world, O Lord and Savior, me the tidings tell. Sing we Noel, for Christ the King is born. Sing we Noel, for Christ the Lord is born. Sing we now, O Christmas, sing we O Noel.
Angels from on high say, shepherds come and see.
He is born in Bethlehem, marks less than for thee.
great holiday music to start us off season. Jono, I know that we've had lots of music directors and conductors and so forth on Conducting Conversations over its six-year history just about now. And it's always interesting to me to meet people that are involved with conducting or being the music director and how they create what the end result is. In other words, you have an idea, you have a concept of what you want to put on that concert, and then what's the process of your... the way you make that happen? Do you just decide, oh, here's a piece of music and let's sing it?
Well, a wide variety of things come into play. I think there are times that a music director or conductor is motivated to perform one great work, a major work by a specific composer. And that becomes obviously the centerpiece of preparation and education, etc. And then there are other times where I think the same music director or conductor is motivated by a sound, a style. And I think that describes best my programming for this program. It's very much, again, as I described earlier, it's the tunes and the sounds that people, I think, have in their heads with the Christmas season. It's not a great deal of gravitas involved here, though there is a great deal of absolutely stunningly beautiful music. It's fun. It's fun music to sing, and it's fun music to hear. And I think even the very casual concert goer is likely to recognize at least 50% of the tunes as familiar.
Mm-hmm. So it's fun is a huge word, not only for the audience that's sitting there that's listening, that's bought tickets to this event,
right,
but for the performers not being paid a heck of a lot.
Yeah, that would be an understatement, yes.
That would be an understatement. So this is a volunteer organization, nonprofit volunteer organization, obviously, so it has to be fun for them too.
Absolutely. And sometimes the fun is in doing the hard work of a major work, a major performance, and they enjoy that as well. But a music director has to be careful because he or she can easily wear a group down over time if they do nothing but heavy, hard, dense kinds of works. From time to time, people need...
There you go. That's a wonderful, wonderful way to look at it. All right, let's go to track number 6 from this CD, which was recorded a few years ago. Tell us once again what this one is.
This is a 14th century text, "There is no rose of such virtue," and I am not pronouncing the Old English the way it was probably originally pronounced, but it makes reference again to the Virgin Mary being the rose that rose from the stem of Jesse, from the rod of Jesse, and gave birth to our Savior Jesus Christ. "There is no rose of such virtue."
There is no
Oh,
So I know what some of you are thinking. It was Black Friday 2 days ago. You decided not to go shopping because it was just going to be crazy out there, but you don't know what to get. Well, here you go. Not only can you buy tickets to the concert, but these recordings are available from Swanhurst Chorus. So if you would like to purchase a CD of, I guess you have a couple of them available, how would they go about that, Jono?
If they go to our website and click on the link to info@swanhurst.org, we'll respond, and CDs are $10 for each. There's Sing We Now of Christmas 1 and Sing We Now of Christmas 2, which are recordings by the Swanhurst Chamber Singers, done over the last 6 years. And we'll be happy to send them to you in time for Christmas Day delivery.
What a deal. What a deal. So there you go. Two CDs to choose from. And that's Swanhurst, is spelled S-W-A-N-H-U-R-S-T. SwanhurstChorus.org.
That's right. And if they can also call our number, and we'd be happy to know too.
And that number is?
401-682-1630.
All right, great. We'll give you that again at the end of the program, so you can have a pencil ready if you need to. In the meantime, we have the opening for one more piece. What's next?
This is a contemporary setting, a very bluesy jazz setting of Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, originally by Michael Pretorius, in a setting by Rosemary Corrigan. And it's a very, very sensitive and I think very pretty arrangement of an old standby of the season.
Okay, I should just clarify, we have time for one more piece in this segment, but we'll be back after these next messages and with more of Jonathan Babbitt and the Swanhurst Chorus. Back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jonathan Babbitt from the Swanhurst Chorus. Happy holidays, everyone. Kicking off the holiday season here at WCRI. And we're very happy to have Jono with us. He is a longtime music director on the chorus and always brings us some great music this time of year and a couple other times of the year. But right now we're focused on the holiday Christmas season. And we've been listening to a recording that was made back in 2007 and 2008.
That's right.
Which was Sing 2, so that's the second of your CDs. And this next segment, in this middle segment of our program, we'll be listening to three pieces from recordings back around 2005.
Actually, 2002 and 3.
Oh, okay, 2002 and 3, all right. So we're about 10 years on this one. And what would you say if I said to you, okay, it's 2011, how many people of the 45 were actually on this recording that was made back in 2003? 50% of the group? 25% of the group?
Well, this is the recording is of the chamber singers, which smaller group. It's 16 voices.
Okay.
But about half.
About half.
The turnover has been about half.
Yeah.
Newport's a tough town in some ways because of the presence of the United States Navy. You get a lot of folk who come and go. Yeah, transient. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, we see that not just in Swanhurst Chorus, but you talk to church choirs throughout the town. And
sure.
You'll meet an organist choir master who's very excited in September because the Smith family just arrived and they both sing beautifully, and then they, you know, January 3rd, they're transferred somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, it does make it a little bit more difficult. But the other interesting thing about the Swanhurst Chorus is you seem to have a great venue for your performances.
We do. I am the organist choir master and director of music at St. John's Church on the Point, the Church of St. John the Evangelist, which is a beautiful, beautiful brownstone building with an absolutely perfect acoustic environment. Built in 1895, the choir space was built by architects and craftsmen who knew how to build an acoustic space. Mm-hmm. There's no need for any amplification anywhere in the building for the spoken word, and there certainly is no need of any reinforcement for the sung sound as well, both instrumental and vocal.
That's amazing. That's great to have that facility and that opportunity, and it must be a fun place to perform for your group. Let's get to some more music, and as we mentioned, this is from the CD called Sing One, and tell us about this hymn you have for us.
This is entitled A Hymn to the Virgin. It's by Benjamin Britten, which is for four-part chorus and a solo trio, which is placed at some body of the group. It's just one of Britten's most beautiful, beautiful, simple, yet incredibly complicated works. What is most humbling about it is that he wrote it at the age of 13 while lying in the hospital bed of his school in England, suffering from, I believe it was the measles, but it might have been the mumps. But in any event, he wrote it while A, 13 years of age, and B, under the weather.
And he walked to school uphill both ways, right?
That's about it.
All right, we'll give that a listen now. an effort to get in as much music as possible this evening. Jono, let's go to the next piece that you have for us, and we'll see if we can get three pieces in this middle segment.
Sure. The next one is another arrangement of something we heard earlier, There Is No Rose as Such Virtue. It's I shouldn't even call it an arrangement, because the melody is entirely different. It's simply the same text. This is a manuscript, a 15th century manuscript that was from Trinity College and is for three-part men's voices. There Is No Rose of Such Virtue.
There is no more.
You did so well introducing that last piece in a short time, so we could squeeze it into our middle segment. We're going to try it one more time and go with this, and then we'll take a short break.
Next on our docket, let's go to a wonderful setting of In Dulci Jubilo, which is originally a German tune, in this arrangement by Westbrook.
W.J. Westbrook. All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Swanhurst Chorus.
In dulci jubilo, salome show, omnes juri clamare vibre serpio, and like a breast of shine, patris in premio.
Happy holidays and welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Jonathan Babbitt, music director of the Swanhurst Chorus, Newport's finest. And we have been talking to Jono about some of the music that his chorus performs. It was recorded a few years back, about 5 years ago in one case and almost 10 years ago in another case. If you'd like the opportunity to listen to the chorus, you have two opportunities coming up soon. We'll review those and tell you how you can get tickets and where you want to be when. But, Jono, let's get right to the music before we do that and play this next piece. We're going back now to something that was recorded about 5 years ago.
Yes, this is a setting of the French carol Il est né, le divin enfant, He is born the Divine Christ Child. Just a nice rollicking melody that people recognize, I'm sure, and fun to hear and fun to sing.
So far have I heard you, I believe, speak Old English, Italian, and was that French that I just...
Yes.
You're a man of many languages. That's simply
right.
Amazing. All right. Well, we have a Chinese aria coming up after that. But right now, we'll listen to this one. We've mentioned a couple times how people can get CDs by going to swanhurstchorus.org and also calling the phone number, which I'm going to ask you to repeat at this time.
Sure. It's in Rhode Island, 401-682-1633.
And that'll also get them the information necessary for the two concerts that are coming up, one next week, and that's going to be where and when.
That's Saturday, December 3rd. At the Church of St. John the Evangelist on the corner of Washington and Willow Streets in Newport. And that's at 7:30 in the evening. And that'll be followed by the Messiah Sing, which is on December 17th at 7 o'clock at Emmanuel Church on Dearborn Street in Newport as well.
All right, great. And we will now listen to a couple more pieces of music. I think we have time. This is working out perfectly so that we get you some holiday spirit with these familiar tunes. None of these are coming from the Messiah that you're hearing tonight, but you'll have to just buy tickets for the Messiah. But we'll talk about that in this after this next tune, which is what?
Silent Night. I think no good Christmas recording is complete without a setting of Silent Night. And this is one of my favorite. It's a setting by Paul Hill, who established the Paul Hill Chorale in Washington, D.C., which later became the Washington Master Chorale. And the soloist is Pell Boyer.
Thank you.
Well, Jono, I want to thank you very much, you and the Swanhurst Chorus, for bringing us this holiday music, getting us in the mood, as they say, for this glorious time of year.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Mike, for having us.
One more time with the phone number.
401-682-1630 for tickets or to purchase CDs or for further information about our programs.
And you can also go to their website at swanhurstchorus.org. Okay, here we go.
The next one is by Charles Ives, the Dean of American Composers, and then some people feel one of the first true American sounds in terms of classical composition. But when one thinks of Ives, one thinks of cacophony. What Ives liked most to do was to stand at a crossroads while two disparate brass bands crossed playing two different melodies. He thought that was just cool beyond words. This is a setting of, as a complete original composition, called A Christmas Carol by Charles Ives, and it is anything but cacophonous. I think the listeners will find it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful setting.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you.
See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. and by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.